Middays with Mannix and Mannix.
I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
With Jeff Mannix.
What kind of bear is best? Black bear.
And Taylor Mannix.
I'm a Tony Romo fan and he retired, so now I bleed green. Go Birds!
Call 207-775-2217 or 1-866-811-9505.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
Every single thing that every fan does at home or at the stadium makes a direct impact in the game.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Middays with Mannix and Mannix begins now. Here's Jeff and Taylor.
The weather outside is weather.
It's called Two Brothers. Two Brothers. It's just called Two Brothers.
You're Larry Bird.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our abbreviated Heidi's Brooklyn Deli lunch hour. Heidi's Brooklyn Deli in South Portland and Auburn. Order now on Uber Eats, Grubhub, and DoorDash. Heidi's Brooklyn Deli, a labor of love since 1994. We're making way for a 12:35 Red Sox pregame show as they'll take on the Toronto Blue Jays. But we're happy to talk any CBL baseball right now as the Sanford Mainers picked up another win last night on the road against the Keene Swamp Bats in the NECBL. On their off day today, we are joined once again by head coach Nick Lopes. Nick, thanks so much for being here, man. How's the off day going so far? Looks like with the rain anyway, probably would have been an off day anyway.
Yeah. Always nice to take advantage of these off days. We don't get too many of them throughout the summer, so just try to preach to the guys and the coaching staff to get some rest and good recovery. It's going to be needed. It's a long summer.
Yeah, well, and Coach, I know that a lot of the saying for a lot of people in New England this past fall was when Mike Vrabel would yell the old Warriors. You guys have definitely embodied that on the road this year, man. Undefeated still, taking down Keene yesterday with a 5-1 victory. You get the offense going with back-to-back innings in the fourth and fifth with a pair of runs to get you up 4-0 and never look back.
Yeah.
What is it about it for you guys, though, on the road, Coach, that gives you this road warrior ability and mentality?
I think it's just testament to these guys, really. They like to have fun. They're starting to get close and build that good brotherly bond that we like to see each summer. But as soon as the ump shouts play ball, these guys are locked in and ready, kind of hanging on the edge of their seat. So they're a really in-tune group. They love baseball, which kind of seems, you know, obvious, but, you know, there's a lot of distractions as well out there. So this is a group that I think just has the ability to turn that switch and really focus up. And you mentioned, you know, some success on the road. It's a big win last night because the night before we were at Ocean State, Rhode Island. We didn't get home to Sanford till about 2 a.m. So that's a quick turnaround and go play a really good ball club last night. Just still show some good toughness. So proud of this group.
Yeah, certainly is there. And I know as we've talked about here with the batting of this team, we of course had our buddy Cole Purvis there, your broadcast voice, on yesterday. And we talked to him about the fact that still only the one home run going into last night's game. And then your guys hit two last night. Nader Wachter hits his second of the season while Steven Kraus goes yard as well. I know that ballpark is kind of one that lends itself a little bit more to be a hitter's ballpark there in Keene, but I'm sure, again, nice to see the ball flying from your team there last night against a really good baseball team.
Yeah, we'll certainly take the round trippers. Nader getting us on the board. I believe it was the fourth or fifth inning. I think the fourth two-run shot from him. It's nice to get on the board and strike first. And then Krause's swing in the last, you know, they had a power four SEC arm there against us. He was sitting 95 to 97 miles an hour. And
wow.
It's nice to see a guy get on time for a pitch of that velocity and yeah. Send it over the center field wall. It's definitely, as you mentioned, a little bit of a bandbox there, you know. Certainly a ton of respect for those guys and what they do. Keene's a well-run organization, but it is a small park just the way it is. I was trying to tell the guys before the game, you know, my 6-7 years doing this, I've seen games, I've managed plenty of games there where it's a 3-1 final and no home runs are hit, but there's also been plenty where it's a 15-13 final score and there's 7 or 8 home runs hit. So nice that we were the ones doing it last night. Know, to limit their offense as well. It was just a good performance overall.
Yeah, and I'm glad Jeff mentioned the home run ball, because it's funny, Cole did say to us that he expected you guys to start seeing the ball fly, and sure enough, that night, he was right on it, man. Usually it's the commentator's curse. I'm glad it was a little bit of an Uno reverse card there yesterday for him, and it worked out. He's a smart kid, man. He knew you guys had it in you last night. I'll also ask this, Coach, because another thing Cole mentioned to us was he really has noticed the way that you guys are aggressive on the base pass. So I wanted to ask you, why is that so important in your philosophy to winning baseball games? I know you had a stolen base last night from Brian Connolly, but it clearly is in this team's DNA. Why is it so important for you guys in this group to be so aggressive on the base pass? And the 8-3 record shows, Coach, it pays off.
Yeah, I think it's very important. We've always loved to bring in some good speed in Sanford and let the thoroughbreds run wild. A couple years ago, I think we set an NECBL stolen base single season record. And it just speeds up the game. If you get a guy that can draw a walk or get on first base and they have the ability to steal second and third, it's almost like hitting a leadoff triple in some instances. And this is a group where there's quite a bit of speed. I think I have, you know, 4 to 6 burners out there that can take a bag almost whenever they want. So that's a luxury to have in the lineup. And then I think in the middle of our lineup, we have a little bit of thump too, that I hope Cole is right, that it continues to, you know, pop off a little bit for us, because it's a well-built team. Got to give a shout out to Aaron Isaac again. He got us a good crop this summer in Sanford.
Yeah, very, very clearly did. And as I look at the stolen base stats here, what's becomes really apparent to me is not only do you have a lot of guys who can steal bases, but you're not getting caught very much either. It's only been 5 caught stealings for the entire season so far through your opening set of 11 games. So not even one per game at this point, and the steal percentage is quite high. So you know, you're obviously being aggressive, but you've got the right guys to do it.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, it's a savvy group. They're pretty good at timing the opponent's pitchers, pretty good at picking good counts to run on, good off speed pitches. So yeah, I've always loved as a baseball coach to just have an aggressive mindset too. One of our first games of the year where we had a come from behind win, it really didn't make sense when we were stealing down a few runs there in the ninth inning, but you know, we're going to go down swinging if we're going to go down, and ended up paying off and won the ball game. So always will live with the aggressiveness.
Yeah, and Coach, obviously a lot of good memories so far this season against the Upper Valley Nighthawks. Night one against them, you guys erased the 3-run deficit in the ninth inning to win 5-4 on opening night at Goodall Park to really, I think, send you guys off into this amazing run that you've been on. And of course, the last time you were out against this Nighthawks opponent at Maxfield Sports Complex, it was 12-4. And now you're back there again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. What's the approach for you guys, knowing you've played one close one with them and one where you have gotten the best of them?
Yeah, it's a solid group. We're gonna have to show up with our A game and keep this good road thing we got going. Yes, game. I like the arm I have. We're gonna throw Andrew Middleton, left-handed pitcher. He's in the transfer from West Virginia. Our solid left-handed arm. Really like what I saw from him his first time out last Friday against Keene at home. So hoping he can even sharpen it up more and just give us a good start. So a good start is important. We've had plenty of there and just keep these guys engaged and going one by one.
Okay, yeah, that phone was breaking up on you a little bit there, but we'll roll right on here. Of course, after that game on Friday night, you're home for 3. After that, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday here, and a couple of the teams coming in are better teams, certainly from the South Division of the NECBL. In particular, coming in on Monday, the Martha's Vineyard Sharks are right up there with you guys. They're 10-1 so far this season. So you've got some real challenging teams coming in on this homestand.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, anytime you have a 10-1 record in this league, any league for that matter, winning a baseball game is hard business. So I'm pretty sure they ended up losing their season opener, and then they've won 10 in a row. So they definitely got some good juju going. And that should be a good battle. But a couple games before they come in on Monday, and Got to stay focused night by night.
Yeah, and Coach, I'll ask you this one, last one for me here. Sure. Where did the idea for the moose hat come from? Because I do love the old moose hat you guys are throwing on the dugout. I see it on the Instagram. Can't help but say I'm a little jealous. I myself don't have one for when the winter comes and it gets a little bit colder, so I could have those covering my ears. But where did that come from? Who came up with that one? I think it's great, and it brings out your guys' personality perfectly.
We're gonna have to get you one of those then.
Oh, dude! When I get down to Goodall this year, I'll hold you to that, man. I'll get me my moose hat. I'm all in.
All right, Roger. That was something. I always try to bring in new little culture things, little things to keep things fresh and keep the guys engaged and having some fun. And it was really just a joke I brought up to my assistant coaches, and then they surprised me with it. I didn't even know until Nader hit that first one in Upper Valley a week ago. And I saw it come out. I love it. One thing I like doing, I'm a little bit of a nerd, but I like listening to podcasts with some coaches I really respect and love, look up to. And recently I've been on a little bit of a Joe Madden kick. There's that reunion podcast that Anthony Rizzo and Rossi are doing, and it's awesome. They're reliving that historic Cubs World Series. And they've had Joe Madden on a couple of times, and I think he's just brilliant as far as creating a culture of accountability, but also a culture of the guys having fun and playing loose. So give him a little credit there too, because you know he's always done things like that with his ball clubs, and it seemed to pay off.
Yeah, that's good stuff there. And kind of looking ahead to this home weekend, it's the Vermont Mountaineers on Saturday for Alumni Weekend celebration. Country Night for Father's Day there against the Valley Blue Sox as well, besides that game against Martha's Vineyard on Monday. I got to ask, are you bringing out cowboy boots and spurs for Father's Day or what?
Oh, my three-year-old's obsessed with cowboys. Let's go. Right now. Everything's yeehaw, and he's got – my mother, his Grammy, got him a pair of cowboy boots and a hat, so he'll definitely be sporting them. I don't know if I'll be coaching third base in any cowboy boots, but we'll see what the front office says.
Well,
they think about that.
Knowing that your son is into the cowboy thing, I have a feeling Toy Story 5 is a big topic in your household right now.
Yeah, he's. We don't let him watch too much TV.
Smart.
Yeah, he's a big Toy Story fan for sure.
Who isn't, dude? My wife and I were watching the first one the other night, kind of reminiscing about it when we saw the fifth one came out, because I couldn't help but laugh. The storyline involves an iPad or whatever it is now.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
but
that
calling
is
Lily Pad.
Lily
yes.
Pad, yeah. And I'm like, that is just well done. Well done.
I think so. And I think we're going to try. My wife and I were trying to go back to the 90s, to like our childhood, because I think we were spoiled with the cartoons and the Disney movies that we got. I think some of this stuff that they're putting on for kids now is just junk. But
oh my God, I'm with you, man. It's funny. We still, like, as adults, you go back and watch those. Like, it's unbelievable. As an adult, you can still see that it's almost made still to entertain more adults, as you kind of pointed out. I don't know how much they do that now. I mean, I know you get some of them that do, but I feel like back then, you watch those old Disney ones, you're like, wow, this is – it's a lot different, man. The lessons they teach, man, you'll never forget them. That's for sure. Those are classics, man.
Yeah,
absolute classics.
Yep.
Even Cars, bro. You got to love it, man. You got to love Cars back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning McQueen, man.
Yep.
All right. Sure. Nick Lopps is the head coach of the Sanford Mainers of the NECBL. An off day today at Upper Valley tomorrow, and then home for three games at Goodall Park, Saturday at 6:30, Sunday at 4:30, Monday at 6:30. Nick Lopps, head coach, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks for your time, guys. Appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Again, Nick Lopps, the head coach of your Sanford Mainers. We've got to get out of here for Red Sox pregame at 12:35, so we'll give you the Red Sox lineup for today, and we'll finish it strong with Mannix versus Mannix, brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook next.